Thank you for calling Eagle Moss. My name is Nakia. How may I help you today?
Good afternoon, Nakia. I was going to see if you can help me out with an order that it was said, received two emails, one on the 17th and one on the 22nd. It said that it was shipped, but then when I look at the tracking number, it's not showing me anything.
I'm going to need your name and address.
Juan Matias, 6358 Greenfield Road, Elkridge, Maryland, 21075.
Okay. And this is in regards to an eShop order?
Yes.
When was it placed? Because you have multiple eShop orders from this. Well, no, you have one. Hold on. For this year. This order was placed January the 25th?
I believe so.
All right, so when I access the account, it shows the first thing that pops up is an inventory alert stating that, let's see, the USS Baran is out of stock, so that's going to ship out at a later date. As far as all the other orders, they have left the warehouse, but I'm waiting for the details to pull up. Baran. Okay, so I see that it left the warehouse as of the 22nd of February.
Right.
Hold on. All right, so the reason why your tracking this shows up as EM in a lot of digits is only because our middle carrier has it. Unfortunately, it hasn't reached USPS carrier. Once it reaches there, that's when you'll see the updated information.
And same thing for the order of the 17th?
Hold on. Let me first notate this in count. All right. That one is notated. And then you said, I assume... The order from...
So they're both the same orders. Apparently, they were shipped in different dates. So the one for the 22nd, there's just one item there, and then the other one's for the 17th, an email that I received with basically letting me know the two items were shipped there, but I have the same tracking number, EM00-something there.
Now, can you provide me with either that customer number or order number to the order... the
17th of February, I received an email that says, Dear Juan Matias, your Eagle Moss shop order was shipped. Please allow 7 days for standard delivery. For expedited orders, please allow 3 business days, blah, blah, blah. And delivery time is not guaranteed. So now it tells me both items that were shipped and shipped to my address. This is on the 17th of February.
But I'm looking for an order number or account number.
Account number will be 2780-2200-009.
Okay, your phone was breaking up. Can you repeat your account number?
2780-2009.
Okay, one moment. All right, so this is the same exact this account here. Let's see. The item that okay, that's the same order. So yes, everything else has left the warehouse except the USS Baran or Baran. Either way, once that information is updated via USPS, that's when you receive that. Now, when the shipment, the one ship that's not going to be included will ship out on its own.
Right, that I understand. I'm just, again, I was calling because I see that it was shipped over a week ago, and I still haven't received any updates on this particular one.
Yes, it left our warehouse on the 22nd, and today is the 26th.
No, that was the first one. The first one we talked. The second one says that it was sent out on the 17th.
What's the name of the item? Because the account number you pulled up is the same order. The first one that I pulled up.
All right, let me see if it's the same thing. Hold on.
Now, if anything, the day that it left our warehouse, I mean, the day that it was sent to our warehouse
so can,
shows
can
the
you
16th.
See my emails? Can you see my the emails you guys sent to me?
No. But here's
okay,
the thing.
So,
from what I can see here is on the 16th is when the merchandise was sent to our warehouse. And that's why you received
okay.
the email. And then on the 22nd, it left our warehouse, and now our middle carrier has it. The next form of communication you're going to receive is when the package moves from our middleman to USPS carrier.
All right. So there's a break of communication here. I'm assuming I requested to ask to a supervisor because of an incident that just happened with one of your employees that I don't want to talk about right now because I don't want to get into drama this time. I just want to get my stuff resolved. That being said, if as a customer I receive an email that it says your order will ship on the 17th, right, with two items, that's what it says here, and then I receive a second email on the 22nd that it says your order was shipped to, but this time just addressing one item, is I'm giving the understanding that because I purchased four items, two of them were already shipped on the 17th, and one of them was shipped on the 22nd. What you're telling me is that apparently everything was shipped out on the 22nd together. When I say everything, I mean just the three that we're talking about. The fourth one I know is like a back order. But here's my concern. Why Eagle Moss is going to send out an email on a particular day telling me that, or notifying me that two items were shipped, and then a week and a half later, you know, those items apparently were not, based on what you're telling me, they were not actually shipped, and then, you know, everything was sent at the same time. That's you know, wrong information there for the customer.
Yeah, so I don't know
why
it's showing up that
way. I'm just going by the email that I'm receiving from you guys.
So here's the thing. On the 16th, so let's see. One, two, three items were shipped out all together.
On the 22nd.
On the 16th. That's when it was sent to the warehouse. But I'm just basing upon from what I can see because I can't see everything at one time. So just going back to the overall order. The dates that I see here are 219. That's for the Avenger class
Federation Battle Cruiser.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
That one is going to ship out by itself from what I can see based upon the dates. The other three items will come together, and of course, the last item will ship at a later date. So that's why you're seeing those emails.
All right. So let's because I'm now lost. So the last email that I got, right, was on the 22nd of February, telling me that the Avengers class Federation battle cruiser was shipped on the 22nd. Is that correct?
And on my end,
or
it shows up as a 19, but yes.
Okay. Well, I'm just telling you what the email said. So that one supposedly is on its way.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then prior to that one, on the 17th, I received another email. And this one says that the Starfleet Delta Flyer and the Monk-class Klingon Battlecruiser were shipped on the 17th.
Correct. With the Matching Magazine. Correct.
Correct. So you have the same information. That one was also mailed on the 17th?
Mm-hmm. So out of the two packages you have, one will contain one item. The other will contain three. The two ships with the Magic Magazine, and then the third shipment that you will receive will be only contain one item, of course, because it's out of stock at a later date.
Right.
So yes, you have two packages en route. Unfortunately, mm-hmm. there's no exact ETA just yet because we're waiting for it to get to reach a UPS care USPS carrier, and then everything will update itself.
When we talk USPS carrier, we're talking about just delivering to UPS.
Correct.
All right. So when should I? By when you think these items will reach the postal service?
That I do not know, because at this point it's left the warehouse. So that's why I informed you that once it does everything, the system will automatically inform you.
All right. I'll check back on this by next week.
All right.
Then should be, we should have something by then, right?
We should, but again, it's really hard to tell. Now, I don't want to give you an exact time frame, but yes, you should have some type of update next week.
Okay, no problem. I'll wait until next Friday to see what's up with this. All right, thank you for your time. Have a nice day.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling. Eagle Malls, enjoy the rest of your day.
Never.